You're listening to Rebecca De Unamuno on ABC Radio.
Bill Lang is an adjunct professor at the Confucius Institute with Victoria University, and he's here to talk to us about the Chinese year of the pig. To be called swine or a porker is not often seen as a term of endearment, but it could just be the charm for 2019. Welcome, Bill.
Oh, g'day, Rebecca, and happy Western New Year to you.
Thank you very much. And this question, first question might seem a bit rough off the start, Bill, but are you a pig?
Look, my wife would probably say from time to time I might act like a Western pig, but it would be great to claim that I would be a pig from a Chinese point of view, in that pigs from a zodiac sign point of view are known to have a beautiful personality and are blessed with good fortune in life.
Absolutely. And so can you explain for me, Bill, how the lunar calendar works?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the Western world follows a solar calendar where, you know, the year is 365 and a little bit extra long per year, so that we have our sort of leap year, you know, every 4 years. Whereas throughout much of Asia, a lunar calendar is actually followed, or what's called a lunar solar, which means it's based on both the cycle of the moon as well as in terms of the way the Earth goes around the sun. Now, what that means is in China and many Asian countries, a month is actually 28 days long, and a year can be anywhere between 353 and 355 days long. So Chinese New Year actually happens on a different date each year. So it's a little bit confusing, but that's the way it works.
It is a bit confusing, yes. But what's in store for pigs this year, Bill?
Yeah, look, it's it depends on, first of all, whether you're female or whether you're male. So there's very much, from a Chinese zodiac point of view, you know, a slight difference with respect to what people can expect. One of the other things about any particular Chinese year is that typically the year of your zodiac sign, so in this case the year of the pig, is often the most unlucky year in a 12-year cycle. So there's often trouble and danger lurking around every corner. So that's the first thing for us to be aware of. But from an education point of view, there's a forecast for people born in the year of the pig, and it's good news. For those that are after higher education, you know, the stars are very much aligned in their favour to make those investments to position themselves better for the long term. You know, health for pigs is generally not a very good area of life, but while there's no major illnesses on the horizon for pigs this year, they really do need to pay extra attention to any minor ailments, for example, that they have. Nothing happening big from a love and relationships point of view, so it's looking like being a pretty unremarkable 2019 from a romance point of view for the pigs.
Oh, no, I was hoping for something different than that, Bill, but never mind. It'll just be like every other year. So the Chinese New Year lands on Tuesday, February the 5th. That's 3 weeks for us to get our celebrations sorted. How is it traditionally celebrated in China?
Yeah, look, so the sort of the seeing in of the Chinese New Year means effectively waving goodbye and getting rid of any of the bad luck of the year that's gone before. So what happens in the week before Chinese New Year is celebrated is that the house will be cleaned, all the dust will be swept to the middle of each room and then out through the back door. The house will be decorated, there'll be lots of lanterns, lots of red to attract the good qi and the good energy for the good fortunes ahead. Families will gather. It's often the family reunion on New Year's Eve, Chinese New Year's Eve, and the family will typically sit around a round table with the eldest parent, grandparents there, and then people sitting around in the order, and they will celebrate and toast each other throughout the evening, eat particular types of food depending on where in China they're from. So China's a big country. So when we sort of say the Chinese, we really need to think about which part of China. Mm. And then often the grandparents will do a review of the year from their perspective, from the family's point of view, and then talk to the people around the table. Then there's something called the red envelopes, Rebecca, which is very exciting for the younger members of the family or the unmarried members of the family, where little red envelopes with cash are actually gifted to people around the table.
Fantastic. And we know just how valuable the Chinese-Australia relationship is in terms of trade. Can you put the tourism market into context for us? How many people travel to Australia from China and particularly around this time of year?
Yeah, look, Rebecca, China now is the biggest source of international tourists for us here in Australia. I think the last 12 months just went over 1.3 million people from China are visiting a year. That's more than the number of people that come from New Zealand, which is the second biggest source. And it's interesting for everyone to realise that the investment and expenditure of people visiting for China is three times the level of what it is from other countries. Now, over the Chinese New Year period, which is typically a 15-day celebration in China, it is the major holiday period. There's about 8% of Chinese people have got passports, and if they are able to travel internationally, they will look to do that, particularly if some of their children are living in different countries. So, of course, we have now more than 100,000 Chinese university students studying here in Australia. So we'll have quite a few people coming down in the next few weeks to visit with their children and to go and see some of the great sights and experience the great food and the great friendliness that Australians are renowned for.
Brilliant. And Bill, how will you be celebrating Chinese New Year?
We all have a bit of a gathering at Victoria University with a number of the students that are there that actually whose parents aren't coming down and who aren't able to get back to China, but we'll be sharing, particularly in dumplings, which is a very traditional feast in northern China on Chinese New Year, and we'll be having some pijo, Rebecca. Do you know what pijo
is? I don't know. Please explain.
Pijo is the word for beer.
Oh, great.
So, it's always in chatting with anyone Chinese, if you're getting a bit, particularly us down here in Melbourne today, it's a bit warm, it's almost time to have a pijo or two.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it sounds like a brilliant celebration and a special year for all the pigs. Maybe not in the love department, but certainly in other aspects. Thank you so much for joining us on ABC Radio, Bill.
Look, Rebecca, my pleasure. And as the Chinese people say in Mandarin, Xinyan Kuluo, or New Year Happy.
Oh, thank you so much. And to you. Thanks, Bill.
Xie xie.
Bye-bye. That's Bill Lang, adjunct professor at the Confucius Institute with Victoria University, giving us some good tips ahead of Chinese New Year, which is on the 5th of February.